Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out's bonus episode, as it is the month of love, we are talking about following your heart. The number one regret of the dying is not pursuing dreams and aspirations. Learn how to follow your heart in this month of Health and Wellness Podcast.
Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., hear easy to implement tips on decluttering all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie is passionate about supporting people in clearing clutter so they can share their gifts with the world and live a more joyful and fulfilling life.
Do you listen to your heart? Do you follow your heart? Our minds like to think that they are in charge, and they often are, but I'm going to encourage you to start viewing your heart as a leader. It seemed to me a general consensus via a Google search that the number one regret of the dying was not pursuing dreams and aspirations. In 2013, Bronnie Ware, a nurse in a terminal palliative care unit, did a study. I don't know the details of the study, but some of the other things she found that people regretted were not saying I love you a lot more, not speaking their mind, holding back and resenting things, not having the courage to live and understand that happiness is a choice. Those four items are wonderful to chew on sometimes as well. Not following our heart can create clutter for us everywhere. When we aren't following our passions, we can easily accumulate physical clutter. It has been my observation when working with clients that have a lot of physical clutter, they are trying to fill a void. Sometimes when they can't really pursue their dreams, they try and fill it with stuff. Years ago, when I was living in Los Angeles, I remember reading a book by Cheryl Richardson. I can't remember the exact wording, but she talked about how when you didn't act on something, it could be at the back of your mind, bothering you, and a constant worry. For me, it was not having a cell phone and worrying if I got into a car accident again. I purchased the phone to stop the drip, drip, drip that was in back of my head. If you don't follow your heart, you may always wonder what if, or worry that you are running out of time, creating mental clutter. Not being who we are meant to be can rob us of joy and create emotional clutter. I had a friend whose husband had parents that wanted him to be an attorney. He did not. However, he followed their dreams and went to law school and was a practicing attorney for many years. He finally became so miserable that he quit and he followed his heart into radio. But he accumulated a lot of emotional clutter in the form of anger and resentment of his parents, but also of himself for not standing up to them. We can create spiritual clutter because sometimes when we don't follow our hearts, we stop growing. We literally become stagnant. I'm sure many people listening and watching have met someone who has never changed or grown in their lives. When we are excited about life and living, we are continually learning and growing. Our heart is heavy when we don't listen and honor it. This creates energetic clutter in our bodies and in our environment. People can often sense this, even if they can't articulate it. If we ignore energetic clutter and our energy becomes stuck in stagnant, this can morph into dis-ease. It's pretty obvious that not honoring our heart can cause us clutter. But many people might not have an idea of their passions or what they really want to do in life. That's okay. It's not wrong if you don't. It takes practice, but if you're willing, you can learn how to listen to your heart.
Do you declutter and then in no time you find yourself surrounded by clutter again? Have you tried to let go of your clutter but just don't know how? Are you stuck when it comes to releasing clutter? Our Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, Releasing and Affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
How do we get to our heart? My friend and mentor, Lisa Transcendence Brown, first had me do this exercise years ago. It's very simple, and she called it hand over heart. I can't even begin to tell you how hard it was for me the first time I did it. I thought there must be something wrong with me. There wasn't. But it was painful because I had ignored what my heart wanted to do for so long, and I was so out of touch with how to listen. Some part of me was afraid of what I might hear. If you're feeling afraid, that's okay. Honor it, but still try this exercise. Sit quietly and close your eyes. Many times when we have our eyes open, our mind can override our heart. Take a few deep breaths to center yourself. Place your hand over your heart. Start to ask it questions. It may be easier when you're beginning to ask easy yes and no questions to get comfortable at listening. Should I go to the event tonight? Should I eat raspberries for breakfast? After you ask your question, sit back and listen for an answer. Trust your heart when you hear, feel, or sense it. Sometimes we get tripped up when the answer we want isn't what the heart tells us. This is our mental body or ego trying to run the show. Here are some other ways to listen to your heart. Sit quietly. Close your eyes. Ask your heart what it would like you to know. Use a tool such as a pendulum to focus on what your heart wants. Play around with it. Before you ask a question, ask the pendulum to show you what yes looks like and what no looks like. Or you can write yes, no on a piece of paper and ask the question and see how the pendulum moves. Practice something like standing and using movement and asking questions. Close your eyes, ask a question. Do you move forward or backwards? Forward is usually seen as a yes, and backwards is no. If you are unsure, stop yourself and ask if it is your ego or mind, or if it is coming from your heart. These are just a few examples of ways to listen to your heart. The more you do it, not only the easier it becomes, but you also trust your heart more, and you'll trust yourself to listen for the answer. Now that you've listened, the hard part comes in, actually following your heart. It's been my experience, the more I trust my heart and act on it, the more information I receive. I have had some pretty crazy things happen. Send this show idea to this company that you've never heard of. But I know to listen. Sometimes the nuttier it is, the more important it is. I view anything that I do as planting a seed. Something I did a few years ago is now coming to fruition. If I hadn't have acted on and listened to my heart, this would have never happened. If you do not have a good support system, create one. Almost 10 years ago, I moved from Los Angeles to North Carolina. The majority of people in Los Angeles thought I was crazy, but I was listening to my heart. Those who knew me knew it was the right decision. Also, begin to practice saying no. The more you say no to what isn't in your heart, the more time and space you open up for your dreams and passions. I would like to end this episode with what a teacher once said to me when I was struggling with what I was meant to do in life. She told me, "Love. That's it. If you can't listen to your heart or follow your heart at this moment, start there. And if you can do that, still love." Takeaways from today's podcast. The number one regret of the dying is not following their passions and dreams. Try different methods to learn to be more comfortable to listen to your heart. The more you do this, the easier it will become to hear your truth. Once you listen, have the courage to follow your heart. Find and ask for support if you need it. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Thanks for listening to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 clutter-free living tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's services, including coaching, classes, affirmations, aromatherapy, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course and more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.